Hey, we are here.
We're back, rejuvenated and some more stuff for our late night show, because sometimes this is how you have to roll. So welcome to Girl Chat Sports. Mo and Mel here with you. It's another West Coast Wednesdays. And yeah, if you haven't yet, go to our YouTube channel at Girl Chat Sports, all one word. Subscribe to it. Follow us on all your social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever else. We haven't gotten the threads yet. I don't know. I haven't done the threads. I saw that there was a little thing about if you get threads, you can't delete it without deleting your Instagram. And that scared me.
Yeah, I'm not
because I want my Instagram. I don't care about threads right now. So
yeah, I don't want my I don't.
I'm kind of good right now. Anyways, we got a good show coming up. We got a guest that'll pop in at any minute. And then we'll also be talking a lot about the WNBA, the All-Star Weekend coming here in Las Vegas. So we're all excited for. But first, a few hot topics, because I'm sure people are out there. They've seen them, you know. The temperatures here are getting to like 116 this weekend. That's like a high, or ties a high for a high record. 116. We're talking degrees here, people. And apparently the heat is making people go crazy. I'm sure everybody by now has heard about the man who barricaded himself and was holding a woman hostage in the Caesars Hotel. He was throwing out furniture, everything he could get his hands on out these windows. He had to clear the pool. He had to, you know, shut down a couple of the floors of the hotel. He ended up getting taken in, but that was one. And then we've got, of course, the usual brawls happening. There was a young lady's brawl at the Wynn that you sent me, which was entertaining and sad all in one.
It's
a lot. It's a lot. But one thing that we are excited about here that took place last week when we didn't have our show is that the big circle thingy that we've all seen, if you live in Vegas, that's been happening and building, it got built so fast. I don't know. They build things fast, but construction takes forever. Anyways, the Sphere is officially live in Las Vegas. If you're driving around Koval in the evenings, or Paradise, you'll be able to catch this. Or if you're flying into Vegas, you'll be able to see it. It's pretty much seen from anywhere. So if you're out there, check it out. Here's a quick little video of a few that I thought were pretty fun to watch. The eye for me, I think it was the eye.
It's a little creepy.
The eye is like, yeah, it's
interesting, but it's creepy. I think from like a plane view or something, like if you're in an airplane flying in Vegas, you see that eye.
Can you imagine having like a condo or apartment over there and you wake up and there's just this giant eye in your window?
Yeah, like what the heck? Weird. But I like what they're doing with the basketball for Summer League. I like how that works.
Yes. The basketball for Summer League was cool. They did one for the in-season tournament that they're going to have. We'll talk about that in a few. I just wanted to make a little gripe right now, because I know for us here in the West Coast, hopefully you can tune into our show while you watch the ESPYs, because the ESPYs are currently on now, even though they were live at 5 p.m. in L.A. But the East, everybody except for the West Coast got to watch it at 5 o'clock. Us here have to wait until 8 to watch the recorded version,
right?
Which is ridiculous. So it's on now. I DVR'd it, but that's my gripe with ABC, ESPN, Disney, is that why not just go live everywhere? Who cares about the news? Not to say the news, because I don't want our guests to get upset. Who cares about the 5 o'clock news when we can watch the ESPYs? You know, they'll be in the news at 11 and 7 and 7 in the morning. So just let us watch our ESPYs live here on the West Coast. but without further ado, I see our guest has checked in.
Nice.
Live from the back of the newsroom there. don't be mad. It's not your station, so I'd still watch the ESPYs. Anyways, welcome our guest, Mr. Brian Salmon, sports director at News 3 Las Vegas, getting all suited and booted there. B-Sal, boxing B-Sal.
What's going on? How you guys doing? What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, long time no see.
It's been a long time, hasn't it? I mean,
I heard you just got back from vacation, got put right to work, you know.
Man, yeah, I got a couple of days off. I thought that I might need a few days to recover. I had a pretty eventful weekend, as you know. But
as we know.
Yeah, no, I actually got a chance to have some days off, which is good because of the Golden Knights. And now we got the Aces. I mean, I've been flying all over.
Going all over the place.
Yeah, it was good to have some time off.
I saw Jesse last night and I was like, is Brian back? He's like, no, man, tomorrow.
this guy, he's had a bunch of time off. Don't let him fool you. He was off all last week and he's off for the rest of this week.
Yeah, he said he had some more vacation coming. So shout out to Jesse. He likes to vacation like me, it sounds like. So.
Yeah. Well, both of us were waiting for the end of the Golden Knights so we can actually get some time. We were doing like 6 and 7 day weeks. You know,
a lot going on.
Our days all over the place. It's tough working in Miami. You know what I mean? Like that was brutal hard work.
I think we saw some pictures of you on the beach. That sounds like a lot of hard work.
So hard, so difficult. You know, I sacrificed. You know what I mean? I sacrificed myself.
The sacrifices you make for your work, man. Unbelievable. Let's get into it real quick, though. Let's go back to Sunday.
Oh, well,
this guy right here. I mean, I'm sure you've got the belt lying around there on the table somewhere. I'm sure you had brought it to work today.
If I were smart, I would have. I can't believe I forgot the belt. It's at home, but thankfully you guys got a chance to see it.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a great picture with you and me and Mo, man. I love that picture. It's a great pick.
Yeah, we love supporting you. Talk to us real quick about how long you've been training for, because now you're officially an amateur boxer. You're that's undefeated. Great. You're 1-0.
That's really great.
How long? You know, we know we've talked to you for a while about it. You've been training. We know you've been in the gym. I know you and Jesse been in the gym. We've seen some of your guys' videos, but talk about this one. Like, I saw your face when you won, and that was enough for me. But, like, how was it for you getting to this point? Were you nervous before? Were you training extra the last X amount of weeks?
Like, you guys have known. Like, I've been training for a little while out here thinking that I'm looking like something because, like, boxing got me all kind of fit. And you guys making fun, got the arms out there, sun's out, guns out, trying to feel like I'm, like, a little young boy out here trying to put my arms out. But yeah, it's been like over a year I've been boxing. I was supposed to fight back in February, but it took forever to get my physical and everything. And so it didn't end up happening. So it ended up being like over a year's worth of training. And I got an opportunity to fight. And I fought against a guy who had never had a fight either. Although you guys were there. I mean, the dude was not a chump. It wasn't like they put me in there against a dude who didn't know anything. Like he was actually like really game. So like that was cool. But as far as me being nervous, like I wasn't nervous to do the actual boxing part. Like I wasn't nervous at all for that. The thing I was nervous about is just the fact that like I felt like a whole bunch of pressure because there were so many people there. Like you were there, you know what I mean? You know who Stitch is? Stitch Duran, yeah. Jacob Stitch Duran is like he's in all the Creed movies. You know what I mean? Like he was there. Every single person in there, it seemed like, came up to him and wanted a picture with him, wanted to talk to him. And he was there specifically because he's a friend of mine, and I asked him to come, and he came out there and wrapped my hands. And then my coach is like a big legend, and people knew him. And we got two TV cameras there. Like,
who are there for you? Let's just be plain and simple. Once your fight was done, the cameras were gone.
They were there. Like, I was supposed to have one guy there so I can have video. And if I won, we'd do something on the news. And then another one of my coworkers was going to come and just do like a little tiny camera, just take some pictures of stuff that I can have for my personal stash, right? But he showed up with his TV camera. So we had two TV cameras there. And I'm thinking people are like, man, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? Like he's like an amateur. He ain't never fought before. He's a TV man. So I'm thinking that was a lot of pressure to have. And you guys are there, like people that I know and respect and like. I'm like, I can't get my butt kicked in front of like my people, you know what I mean? So that was the pressure, not fighting. Cause like I punched and sparred and everything else. Like that was, and the dude wasn't like, he's not better than the professional boxers I've trained with. So it's not like I was scared for that, but I just didn't want to lose. Oh, I didn't want to lose.
People were there waiting to see you had a whole cheering section. you know, and a whole crowd.
I heard you guys. Like, believe, I really heard you guys. Like, I just... And
Cassandra was in there yelling more than I think anybody else. Not to the Sportsnista. She was in there. Yeah, B, get him, Brian. Come on. You got this.
Cassandra, that's my girl. Like, she's good people. Yes. You guys are all so cool. You guys have always been so good to me. Like, you and Mo, like, you guys are supported. Like, when I had the big Success in the City thing, you guys came out to that. Like, I... Yeah. Like, I really do, and I told you this there, I'm telling you now, like, that's not, like, a small thing. Like, that means a lot that you guys would actually come out and support. Like, I really do appreciate that. So, I didn't want to, you know, throw a dud out there and have people like, oh, you did okay, you did great, you did, like, I don't want to hear that.
You'll get them next time.
I don't want to hear that. I do not want to hear that. And now, for real, I want to do it again. I got to do better. Like I've sparred much better than that. I'm sure Jesse would probably have told you or whatever. Like the guy was good and everything else, but
I watched. You know, you were better.
Oh my gosh! Like I watched the fight. I was like, man, that was terrible. I'm glad I won, but I was like, that was terrible. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, good defense in the beginning because I was watching it on my phone through the live stream, and I figured that had to be Cassandra yelling the whole time, get him beat, get him beat. But you, in the first round, you did great defense. You didn't really throw no punches. You kind of kept your stamina low, like you didn't want to overdo too much of your energy. And then on the last two rounds is when you started to bring it. So, you know, you were doing your thing. You did good.
Yeah. I do have a short video.
To watch it on the live stream is totally different than being in person. And I got to tell you, to watch it on live stream, like you watch any other professional fights or amateur fights, it looked good. It didn't look like it was hokey dokey cheesy, nothing, you know, crazy about it. It looked really like put together, like you knew what you were doing.
That I can say. I wasn't in there throwing punches like this. Like,
and
I
you mean, weren't flailing like you were swimming. You were like, you know, you were doing your thing. You got it.
I got a quick little video from with this. We'll see a couple punches there, but we'll get like a little idea of what was going on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Had him there with that right though.
Great timing. You were doing your thing. And honestly, Brian, talk about the minutes because I was like, how long were you in there? Like five? You were like, no. I was in there for like a minute and 15 or whatever. But it seemed like that's long. That's actually quite long. You know what I mean? Don't sound like it, but it is quite the distance.
Yeah, the round, 3 minute and a half rounds. So 3 minute and a half rounds. But like when I spar, that's great camera work, by the way. Was that you, Mel?
I mean, you know.
She gets the angles. You know, she gets the angles.
The selfie queen and her angles and everything. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna get a good video. Like,
you know that.
If you ever need a video, I mean, didn't you ask me to take pictures of you one time at the on court? I can't remember what guy you were talking to. At the Aces game one time, and you asked me, I took great pictures of you. I can't remember who it was.
Tracy McGrady, maybe? I don't know, but at an Aces game, it might have been Tracy McGrady. That was the good video. And I mean, you caught some good. I landed a couple good right hands. I think that was the third round because
because
I'm moving slower in that round. I can tell it's the third round.
No, but your timing was good. Like when you strategically threw punches at the right moments, your timing was good. Your defense looked good. Your form looked really good. Like you were doing it.
I appreciate that. I didn't look like a dude who I didn't look like someone like I trained like 2 months or something. Like, I just got
right. Like you literally like, yeah.
You've been in this for a minute.
Yeah, you look like you've done this before.
I do appreciate that. To your point, Mo, like, I in that first round, the first round went by quicker than I was used to because I'm used to doing 3 minute rounds. So, you know, you kind of get in there, feel out a little bit. And, you know, I'll go ahead and start with the excuses now. Is that I didn't warm up because I think like a fight happened or got dropped or something right before mine. So I didn't even get a chance to really warm up the way that I properly warm up. Like I did mitts for like 2 seconds. Like did some mitts with my coach, 2 seconds. I usually, you know, do like some jumping jacks and stuff and do like some shadow boxing just to get like a sweat going and get warmed up and get my legs warmed up. I didn't do any of that. Like I didn't get no warm up. So when I got in the ring, I was cold and like stiff. So I wasn't, I used that first round. Honestly, a lot of it was like me actually getting warmed up.
Okay. Well, that's a nice flex.
Yeah. I mean, you know, dust your shoulder off real quick.
You didn't warm up or nothing. That's quite the flex.
Yeah. Well,
to use your first round as a warm up, like, look, my dude, I was just warming up, getting ready. Like, that was a flex to me.
The flex to me. Nah, I mean, I did. I didn't throw enough. I watched the video of the first round. I threw some jabs, which was okay. I think I might have caught him, whatever. And he finally threw some punches because, again, that dude was – I give him a lot of credit because he was – I mean, you guys are watching. Like, he wasn't like a – he wasn't a tomato can. He wasn't in there going crazy. I don't know.
No, he was good. He landed a couple – I mean, he had a couple solid shots. He had
seemed
good
a little
D2.
Heavier, too. Like, he was more – like, he was just a huskier guy. Like, I was wondering how that –
solid, was, yeah.
Yeah, like, trying to tell me the weight class.
You trying to tell me that I don't have no size?
No. The size doesn't matter, as ladies. You always go to the first place. Size does not matter.
Wow.
What you do when you get in the ring.
It's what you do when you get in the ring. That's going to be a new t-shirt for you.
I have to say, like, he seemed like a bit a huskier guy, like in size. Like, it seemed like the weight of his punches would have been a little landing, a lot heavier than what you were expecting, possibly. I don't know.
No, well, actually, that wasn't the case as far as, like, the power of his punches. But he did, it's to Mel's point, that he landed a couple shots. Like, he landed, I can remember two shots in particular. I remember he landed, like, a left hook. And I remember, and it didn't hurt at all. It wasn't like that's a solid shot. I've been hit with one of those. It was just flush. And I heard everyone in the crowd go, ooh. I was like, ooh. Oh, that's no good. That's no good. To your point, Mo, so we weighed in at like 8 o'clock in the morning and I weighed in at 181.4 pounds.
Wow. Yeah,
what?
181, which is crazy, right? So
Yeah.
So
you don't look it.
Yeah. Well, I am the weight class is 179 to 188. And my opponent, he weighed in at 188. And he said that he lost a little weight. So he was like above 190 before. And he told me, he was like, oh man, I looked on the list because we had never seen each other before I even jumped in the ring. Never saw him. But he saw my name and he saw my weight. And he said to me, he's like, man, I was like, oh, I'm happy. I'm getting a guy that's like 181. He's going to be a little tiny guy. And then he said he saw me walking to the ring. He's like, hold up. He's like, you look way bigger than 181. He's like, you look a lot bigger than that. And then, he told me this as well. He was like, yo, man, first, it's like, you got really heavy hands. He's like, you got really heavy hands. He's like, you hit me with a right hand in there that made me think about things. Like, I just stopped on my tracks.
Wow.
Right. He's like, you hit me really, really hard. And I remember one shot I hit him with I hit him with a few good solid shots, but one that I hit him that was pretty like hard. And wow. He was like this in the ring. I could see him through the mask, like wiping his nose. He thought his nose started bleeding. He actually mentioned it. And I remember when it happened. He was really specific. He was like, yo, man, it's like, yo, you really hit me with some shots that were really, really hard. I was like, wow. And Jesse's
look at you.
Like, guys have actually told me that. Ask Jesse off camera sometime. He's told me that too. In our last sparring session, I guess I hit him with a right. I told him I'm going to turn it up a little bit. Like, I'm going to throw a little harder. Because, like, in sparring, I don't throw hard. I'm not trying to hurt anybody, and no one's trying to hurt me. We're just trying to work on stuff. But closer to the fight, I have to, at some point, get used to throwing like hard shots. You know what I mean? So I hit Jesse with the right hand and he was like, man, it's like anyone else. He's like, they would have definitely went down. Cause like he's like, that's the hardest you've ever hit me.
Right. So, wow. Poor Jesse. Shout out to Jesse for being excellent sparring.
Yeah. Shout out to Jesse.
As well as a little punching bag, you know, gosh.
Jesse hits me too. He definitely hits me too. He's hit me with some shots. And he's quick. You know what's funny about this is, and this is me talking trash to Jesse because he likes to talk trash to me, clearly, is that we weigh exactly the same. Like while I was working out with my clothes or like shoes or whatever, I weighed like 184, 185, right? he weighs exactly what I weigh. And when I was talking to the guy that I fought, he was talking about Jesse because Jesse introduced himself and said he works on TV. He's going to put on TV. And I was like, yeah, me and Jesse train. And me and Jesse weigh the exact same. He's like, Jesse? He's like, really? I'm like, no way. You look way bigger than him.
Wow.
Dang.
That's so cold. Boy, cold world. Poor Jesse. You just don't get no breaks, do we?
We got to have Jesse on next week and give his side of the story, too.
Right.
Let him get his jabs in right. Real quick.
I didn't say that. The guy that I fought said that. He's like, man, you look way bigger than him. He emphasized it, too.
Way. Okay, so what's next, Brian? Is there going to be some more fights coming up? Are you already putting yourself back on a list to get on some fights in the future? Are you taking time off for a little bit? You want to just lay up with your belt for a while?
That's wild. Well, today's Wednesday, right? So I was in the gym yesterday. Like training, just hit. I didn't go to my coaches to go, you know, train there, but I went to the UFC Fit where I go and I put in rounds on the heavy bag. I do like nice. My training I do when I'm not around with my coach. And I went back, I was in back in there yesterday. So I'm going to continue to train because I'm not going to lie. Like I feel good. Like, man, I'm like.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you feel mentally and physically after all of that? How's it sharpened your skills as far as mentals and remembering and doing things that, you know, as we get to a certain age, we get a little foggy in the brain and all that kind of stuff. At least I'm experiencing that being 47. I'm just wondering, like, when you're physically that active, what does it do for the brain power, the physicality, and how do you feel, like, health-wise?
I can't believe you're 47. That's crazy to me.
48 in a few months. And I'm not celebrating. I'm not telling my age after 48. After 48, y'all never know. I'm letting it go.
But that's why I don't tell my age because, yeah, geez, I'm 2 years older than you. Jesse, his old buddy, he'll just tell anybody how old I am, like, as if that's his news to tell. But no, but as far as like remembering things, I'm cool there. Like, I don't know. That scares me because my grandfather died of dementia. So like that, but boxing has nothing to do with like, that. I'm not getting hit like that. So
yeah, right.
But physically, like, man, I took a picture yesterday at the Aces game with a friend of mine, Kevin and a guy named Lee. The guys that you would recognize because they go to all the Aces games or whatever. And I saw the picture. I was like, man, B. I was like, man, you look all right, man. Like, I'm in like better shape than I was like 10, 15 years ago.
Do you feel like you're that age of 10 and 15 years ago?
I feel good.
Yeah.
They got to start boxing.
My knee, my back. But first, like, I look in front of you. I'm not mad when I look in the mirror. It's probably how the kind of shape I'm in.
That's
you
great.
Know, yeah. And it takes.
That's a good look.
No one's ever
happy.
I need
to get physical like that.
Exactly. I'm telling you, this boxing thing, like, man.
I know.
It's the best workout ever.
I know it is. It hits everything. Shout out to Coach Ray over there because he's always trying to get me like, Mo, you got to come to the gym. You got to work out with me, hit some bags. You got to try that.
You do. It's fun, though. Like, to me, I love the strategic part of boxing. Like, the punching and all that stuff. It's just like basketball to me. Like, you want to cross somebody up, you want to shoot better. You shooting better is like throwing a right hand better. You know what I mean? Or crossing somebody up is just like slipping a punch and hitting them with a jab. It's the same thing. It just happens to be, you know, it involves punching and stuff like that. But it's chess. It's really mental. It's way more mental.
Right.
There's something I was thinking about in the ring with that guy that had nothing to do with just me and there just I remember thinking about it, he was throwing a lot of left hooks, and that's the only thing he could really hit me with was the left. And I could hear it looked like he was trying to load up to throw like a hard right hand because he kept kind of leaning. And I thought he was waiting to throw a right hand. And he was like, nah, I got tired. and it is a guy who runs, like he said, He runs 6 miles to prepare. And he said he thought that I was in great shape. He was like, man, you're in great shape. You didn't seem like you got tired. I was like, I did.
Well, you were training with 3 minute rounds too. So that's probably a good thing. Gives
that
you
helps
advantage
a lot
for sure.
Cause running six miles, you know, is nothing compared to stand still and doing back and forth. Like,
man.
Plus you use your arms a lot. Like, I'm using your arms too much when you're running.
Oh yeah. I practice using my arms a lot. Cause I mean, just
your arms aren't up. You know what I mean? He's running 6 miles with his arms up like this. Maybe he's got that. I don't know, but he ain't doing that. He's doing jobs, you know?
Funny.
But congratulations to you. I think it's the dopest thing ever. I hope it like relieves your daily stresses. I hope you do keep it going. Like, it's just an awesome thing. It's like, it's encouraging for the age groups. It's encouraging for us.
Very much.
You don't understand like how, I said it earlier, but I mean, just how much it's nice that people appreciate what I did and just kind of pat me on the back and like, great job. Cause, and I'm like, you know, okay, thank you. I appreciate that, whatever. But, you guys know, I mean, what I did was it's pretty difficult. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't easy.
I know I'm not going to be in a ring anytime soon or
I know
ever.
I'm not.
So,
there's no aspiration.
I don't want nobody hitting at my head, period.
I don't want no Clarissa Shields action. Mm-hmm. I don't want none of that. No? I wouldn't mind getting in shape, but I don't think getting in shape would be like, okay, I'm ready for my first fight.
That you part. That. All of that.
I have the mind to do that. It's crazy.
That part. Punching at your head, huh, Mel?
No. Uh-uh. I just, nope. That's good. Well, Brian, make sure you keep us posted on if there's going to be more fights, right, which I know I'm sure you will. But we got to also talk about, not only has the NBA Summer League been here like all week this last week and started last Friday, but the WNBA All-Star Weekend is coming. And it's coming back to Vegas. It's been, I think, what, 2-3 years since it was here?
Two?
I think, let's be honest, it's probably the best place to have it, and they should just keep it here. Because I don't think that it would get any of the attention. It's sold out here. Like, tickets are gone. Like, you can resell tickets, but all the tickets were sold out. That don't happen in Chicago or wherever the last one was before that. I don't know. So we got our teams. They had the event they had on ESPN where they picked them. Of course, Asia came through and picked Chelsea first and came right back and picked Jackie. She's got Kelsey also. The whole Aces squad is on Asia's team. Brianna ended up picking some of her Liberty teammates as well as former Storm teammates. She's got Gold Mamba, who, of course, we know just had the 9 3-pointers to tie a new WNBA record. And I mean, I know what we all want to say, but do you feel like there's a chance for a Stewart team Stewart upset here? Or is this going to be like a Asia Wilson? Is this going to be a Team Wilson thing? Or what do you guys think as far as how this is going to pan out All-Star Weekend?
Man, if I go first, Mo, man, looking at this.
I mean,
Asia's team beat the crap out of Stewart's team.
Yeah. I mean, is that even a question? Like, really?
I mean,
it would die. It's out of courtesy.
Yeah.
It's out of courtesy. You don't want anybody to get injured. You don't want to overplay. You don't want to get hurt. It'd be a courtesy thing.
I will say this. I'm excited to see, you know, Nafisa Collier play. I'm excited to see Ezzy. She's been doing great. I know Jewel Lloyd obviously was having amazing games. Other than that, like, I feel like we just saw Aaliyah Boston make the Fever game and go into overtime with the last minute three. We've seen what Chelsea and Jackie do. We know what Kelsey does. Alicia Gray, Alyssa Thomas, like.
Kelsey just dropped 40 points. Stop playing with us right now.
Hello. 40. Stop. Not only is that her career high, but also the franchise record. She beat out Asia Wilson, who just had 39. So.
Asia's 23 and a half in their game tonight.
Already, right? How many is that what she has right now? She had 21 in the second quarter.
21 in the second quarter. She had 23 at the half. Right now, they're only up 28 right now.
Oh man. And they were up 30 last night. Like, come on, guys.
I need people to stop playing with these aces.
You know what's funny is I was talking to my brother who doesn't really watch WNBA, but he was like, and he said, unpopular opinion, I watched the Aces probably twice last week. It's just not even fun to watch. They're just too good. It's like them, he's like, they're just playing JV teams at this point. And I was like,
yeah, did I really want to go to a game last night of a 4-14 team? Not so much.
Well, You wanted to be there to watch Brittany. I mean, it was a sold-out crowd.
I was going to see her mostly for the All-Star thing. But it's still, at the end of the day, it's 4-14 team. What competition are they going to give us?
But how about surprisingly.
Yeah, but you'd be a part of history, right? I mean, the largest crowd ever in franchise history. Ever.
Yes. ever. Let me just
yeah, that was great. I mean, and even though, you know, like it's off of the ticket sales, because I know our seats were kind of empty. None of us went except my brother. Shout out to my brother. He represented.
Okay.
But to have that sold out Mount crowd there, to see that, it was electric. I mean, just from what the video Mel posted, picture she posted, I mean, it's incredible. These, and then not to mention you've got NBA All-Star Weekend, so you had all the stars at Gucci Row that you could possibly imagine.
Gucci had like four rows. There was like four Gucci rows last night.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas was there.
Right.
Yes, Coach K was there.
Coach K, I mean, one of the nicest guys. Yeah.
Man,
Bam, Bam Adebayo,
Paul George,
Paul, no,
and
yeah,
everybody.
Paul George everybody. Was there.
No, John Wall.
John Wall, yeah, so.
John Wall was there too. Did you see Paul George?
Was he was like, yeah, I saw him. He was over like where Mayweather usually sits, isn't he? Yeah, wasn't he?
Trying to
I
be
think
out,
so.
So I was there. I brought my daughters to the game last night.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
They enjoy it?
Of course. They love going to Aces games. They love, they love going to Aces games. I wasn't working. I just went to go watch the game. I go to the games all the time just to go. I run into you. Just to go to games. I'm a fan.
I get it. Listen, I be trying to be thinking like, I don't even want to go to the game. I don't want to come media, and I want to come sit in the stands and wear some Aces gear and like go crazy.
Yes, be loud and obnoxious.
Be loud and obnoxious. Loud and obnoxious for sure. So beyond what?
Oh, that's me. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So beyond, so you got All-Star Game Saturday at 5:30. You also have the Skills Challenge Friday, which is actually at 1 o'clock, which seems weird. I mean, I guess kids can still go because there's no school. But then there's people that might have to work and, you know, maybe you just got to take off. But you got four teams, two from each team. So you got the Aces team with Chelsea and Kelsey. You got the three team, Sabrina and Courtney Vandersloot. There's the Dallas Wings team, Arike and Satu. And then the Dream team with Cheyenne and Alicia. So I guess they're going to go against each other with a skills competition. All four are going to go. Whoever has the best time goes into the
championship.
I don't know. I think Brian, is your volume on?
That's me. I logged on.
I was like, why do I hear myself talking?
I'm trying to give you what it's like being on TV sometimes. When that happens.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, I'd go nuts.
Oh, it's terrible when that happens. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. And then they also have a three-point competition, but none of those players have been announced yet, which is what I'm kind of wondering. Like, why haven't we decided who's going to be in the three-point competition? You know? Nobody? At all?
Players have been announced yet, which is what I'm kind of wondering. Why haven't we decided who's going to be in the three-point competition, you know?
It'll be Inescu. It'll be KP. Can't back up again.
Yeah, you turn your volume off.
I did, but then every time I sent a message, just said, what's up to everybody, and as soon as I went back to it, the volume came back on. I'm like, stop. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be interactive with your folks. I love coming on your show and jumping in.
So three-pointer, you think is going to be who?
I say Inescu, Kelsey Plum, probably Bonner. Like, she shoots a lot of threes. And what do you think about Vandersloot? She's got a good shot, but she doesn't seem to shoot enough.
Didn't Vandersloot, was it her or her wife that won it three times in a row? And they said they weren't going to do it no more.
I think it was her wife.
I thought it was. Oh, okay.
It could have been her, but I thought it was her wife. Because her
maybe
wife,
then.
She can shoot.
Everybody
can. Yeah, for real. The women shoot better than the men by far. I don't even think it's close.
And then we saw Brittany Griner dunk this week, too, earlier on in the weekend. So she had a dunk. Yeah, she dunked again. Not in our game, in the Sunday's game.
Okay.
When they were playing, yeah. So who knows? Maybe we'll see a dunk in the All-Star game.
We will definitely see one. I didn't see. Was Griner, is Griner on one of the teams?
Yeah. She's okay. On Stewart.
Okay. She'll have a dunk. I remember I actually have phone video of the time that she dunked in one of the last, the All-Star game, the very first one that was here, the one that Kobe was at. Rest his soul. But I remember shooting video and getting her dunk during the game.
Wow.
She dunks easy.
She does it so easy too, and effortless.
It's just a what? Well, it's them arms too. She's got like these arms that.
The go-go gadget.
Go-go gadget. She got like Wemby arms. Wemby's arms are ridiculous.
And speaking of him, have you guys gone over there?
I haven't
yet.
Well,
they pulled him out. You know, he's not playing any more games.
Yeah,
but
he only did two games.
He was good. Yes. I didn't go. But you know, we had a couple people that came into my job that were playing in summer league for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay. One of them is a sports agent, and his daughter is Tia Cooper, who is playing for the LA Sparks. Yeah. Her dad came in shopping looking for cars today. So he brought his son, who was with Cleveland Cavaliers for G League, playing in the tournament. And they just, the descriptions of Wemby, just fearing it from their vantage point, it was just ridiculous. Like, this guy is just incredible.
Yeah. Well, I
don't think I'm stop him. I mean, it makes sense that Pop extended 5 years. I thought this guy was going to retire, but we knew why he was extending his contract.
He's like, nah, I'm staying with the kid.
He wants to play. He wants to be a part of that, so.
He's like, man, I got this big long fool. Like, I'm not going nowhere.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I mean, just in his second game, he had like 27 points. Like, his first game was him trying to fill it out, obviously. He got dunked on.
He was bad.
But you saw just how easy he flows down the court, though. Like, he's not oddly 7'3" trying to get down.
Like, no, it's not awkward. It's not like a Bobo kind of thing.
It's not like
it looks awkward. Like, he knows what he's doing. But when you saw him in G League with the Ignite, it was the same thing. Like, it's just, you know, this guy is the absolute. So,
I'm curious
to see what that does for the season.
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I went to the G League game too.
To see him play with the Ignite. Yeah, like, man, listen.
He looked really good. First game here. He was terrible and did everything that Mel said he did. But I wish I would have watched the second game because
came into his own for sure.
It's good.
I mean, he's got like Magic Johnson style passes. The way he sees the court is like unbelievable. So, well, of course, you're that tall. I'm sure you can see everything on the court, but he makes it like effort. He definitely makes it look very effortlessly.
Right,
so. It's great. I saw the games. I didn't go to them because, well, that's so summer league sold out the first 3 days.
I know. That's great. Which
hasn't happened long as I've been around in Vegas.
No, I talked to the guys, his name, Albert Hall. He's one of the co-founders of the summer league. I talked to him before it started and that's a first. How about this? Six teams. Like in 2005 or four or something like that, six teams. And now they have all 30 teams sold out, like, which is crazy.
It's a good look.
Man, I love this.
I'm not mad at it.
It's a great ticket if you can get it.
Yeah.
And just to see, just so you'll walk the halls going from the Cox Pavilion to Thomas and Mack and running Isaiah Thomas.
Hello.
You know what I mean? I ran, like a few years ago, I was walking and I ran into Craig Hodges. You remember him from the
from the Bulls. Yes,
exactly. He was super cool too. I was like, man, it's Craig Hodges. Took a picture with him and whatnot. To me, I love seeing like all the old school dudes. You know what I mean? Like all the guys that played like when we were younger. You see them in their coaches or whatever. Or they're just walking around, and folks don't really know who they are, but we know who they are.
Right. The NBA has their alumni meetings here at the same time, so there's a lot of like you see the. The alumni and the older guys and the coaches and whatnot, they'd be coming for these meetings and they do a lot of those other things. So it's just a great, there was a video that got posted about like, it showed all the fans that were showing all the random jerseys they were wearing. People were wearing jerseys from people that you hadn't heard of or seen of show the diehard fans out there for sure.
I was able to see Phil Jackson and Luke Walton talking at a summer league year I went, it was like incredible because that was the time Luke Walton was coaching for the Lakers. And Phil was there standing next to him. And the seats that my dad and I had, it was like to see them like that close. It was like, oh, my God. That's... Like, you have all these legends in the building. You don't even realize.
Man, how about this? I was standing down. I went to go talk to one of the security guards or whatever. And I'm just in Bojo. You know Bojo.
Yeah. Went to Bojo go talk, was hosting
and,
it. Shout out
and
to
that
him.
Was dope Bojo for him. That was a great thing.
He's Oof. Killing Bojo's
killing it.
Killing it, killing it.
Killing it.
Yeah, good. Bojo's in the mix.
Yes. He's cool people. We're sitting there talking, and then all of a sudden, who walks by? Kareem. Kareem just walked by.
Man, did he have one of his Versace shirts on too? Or no, something?
No, and the reason why this is the whole it changed our whole conversation. Like four of us are talking about the games, and we're talking about Wimby. It was right after he got dunked on. And then Kareem walks by, and then the whole conversation changed because of the shirt he was wearing. He had a shirt with him and Bruce Lee on it from Game of Death.
Well, you know, he's a big martial arts. You know, he was always that big martial arts yogi. Like, he's into that karate. He was a karate guy. Isn't he like a black belt? Third, like.
Well, he was in that movie.
Yeah, he was in Bruce Lee's movie. Yeah.
Movie with Bruce Lee. It's called Game of Death. There's a scene in it, and where he kicks Bruce Lee in the chest. He's got like a big footprint on his. Just
yeah. Oh my God.
It's good.
I've never seen it.
That was the young Kareem.
I would have the airplane T-shirt on. I would have the airplane movie T-shirt on.
That's classic. That
I would have the airplane one on.
Airplane was a good one too. Man, that's some good times. Good times.
And to see Kareem though is just incredible. Just
right by us. I was like, oh my God, that's Kareem. I'm going to, wow.
Yeah, it's like the world stops. It's like when I saw Manu Bol in the store during when the NBA had their All-Star weekend and everybody just froze.
The late
Manu Bol. Clear, like literally touching the ceiling of the first floor of Nordstrom, like walking through heck of, like you couldn't stop, but couldn't help but just stop what you're doing and looking. Like it was just like,
wow.
Stop what you're doing.
Stop what you're doing.
Wow, the new bowl. Wow. Yeah.
And when Julius Erving came in the store to see Dr. J and talk to Dr. J was just incredible.
You know, Dr. J is like my first idol.
Do you remember the basketball hoop with Dr. J? You grew up knowing, not like as a girl, like you're not knowing who Dr. J is, but then knowing who Dr. J is because everybody had that basketball hoop with Dr. J's signature on it. Everybody. Anybody's cousin's house you went to, the Dr. J hoop was always in that living room.
Always in the living room. My parents are from Philly, so like I grew up a Sixers fan. He was literally like the first guy. He was like Michael Jordan. He was bigger than Michael Jordan.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Dr. J, oh, and meeting
Dr. J is like crazy legend.
Yes.
And for my coworkers that I know him and say, sign here, Julius. And I'm like, Julius? Call him Julius?
Who is Julius?
Dr. J.
Who said, who's Julius?
That's funny.
Hey, yes. Brian, so what do you think of this new in-season tournament that the NBA announced? Obviously, we know that the semis and the championship are coming to Vegas, which only makes it more clear that Vegas will have a team soon because they want to keep bringing more and more basketball here, which we love anyway. But as far as the in-season tournament goes, it's about a month long, off and on, between November and December. They basically put every team into six different groups that are going to go at it.
Yeah, no,
it's a lot different than when the in seasons we've had the last couple years. So,
yeah. Hold on. So I need to read through that thing again. I thought they were just playing the final four teams here. Are they going to play more than four games here?
No, it's just the final. So they're having two semis and a championship here.
Yeah, that's
it.
Yeah. That's dope. I mean, come on. Like, you know,
it did
like,
so well last year having them here.
Yes. Hold on. They last year when we're talking about when the Lakers played here, those preseason games.
That was preseason.
Oh, you're talking about NBA doing preseason tournaments here? I mean, you're talking about
the in season is the in season semis and championship are here.
You're talking about NCAA, right?
No, the NBA. They're having the semis in the in season. So December, I think it's like 8th and or 7th and 10th or 8th. Anyway, it's like the second week of December they're having them here. They start in November. They're going to be played like on Fridays and Tuesdays or something like that. It's kind of like a soccer style like tournament cup, I guess, where there's like six groups.
Jesus. We're still in football. Like, my God.
Listen, I can't even begin to dive into football yet.
I mean, it's just so much.
Friday, November 3rd through December tip off Friday, November 3rd. Comey's championships December 9th. So
Yeah, so it's the 7th and the 9th. So there's semis. I already went to look for tickets. Here's the deal. There's two games on the 7th for the semis. They're selling both games separately. So you can't even get like a day pass. You're not buying for the 7th. You're having to pay for the first championship, which is the East, and the second, which is the West.
I'm not surprised. That's a money grab. They're trying to make that money.
Man. And the cheapest ticket for the semis was like $130, $140 bucks. The cheapest ticket for the championship was like $300-some.
And that's going to go up. Especially
it's only going to go up. Because those tickets went on sale on Tuesday. Yesterday.
Can you imagine if the Warriors against the Bucks? You know what I mean? Or
Oh my God.
Man, if they have Steph in this thing, if they have the Nuggets in this thing, and they're close by too, and they have, I don't know who's the Bucks are definitely a team, but someone else from back east. Like say Boston.
Or like let's say Dame gets traded to Miami and Miami comes through.
Oh man, just think, oh my goodness. That'll be great.
He don't need to go to Miami though. I don't know he don't.
Somehow
stay right where he is.
Come on. You know what?
I would love him to stay there.
A great draft pick
if
to
he
play,
can stay and stay and play with Shu, like I mean, if he can play, come on.
But he's Scoot, like, Miami. Come on. That's Scoot is not better than CJ McCollum.
No, but Scoot could be better if he's got Dame with him.
Do they play the same position?
Who?
Scoot CJ? And CJ?
One of them ended up being a point guard. Because Dame and CJ are both guards, so you can't have like...
I don't know. I feel like if you Scoot has a better upside.
Spot, maybe. I don't know.
Scoot is a much better passer, and he's faster, bigger, but he can't shoot. But he can't shoot at all. And that's... So he'll be able to pass and set up Dame. But I love Dame. I love his attitude and everything else. I'd love to see him.
I love Dame because he's a Raider fan, and he tweets about the Raiders just like us. He has the same frustration.
Yeah. He's from the Bay.
Bay Area guy. Yeah, exactly. I was about to say he's a Bay Area guy.
He loves boxing. That's why I like him, too.
Yeah.
Loves boxing.
And he's a good rapper. Yo, he's like.
He got bars.
Dame Dollar, like, literally, Spotify downloads, I've got it.
Yeah. It's on deck. I can pull up the playlist right now.
I could. He's dope. He got bars. He can rap. Like, his stuff ain't no slouch. He got a good production team.
He got bars.
He does. He got better bars than some of these dudes out there, I'm telling you.
Hey, so yesterday the NBA did approve that they're going to start having technical fouls issued for flopping.
Good. Guess who ain't going to get them? Guess who ain't going to never get them? LeBron? Guess who ain't going to never get them?
LeBron.
Thank you. So what's the point?
Man.
Listen, maybe James Harden will get them. I mean, hopefully we see less of it, but I mean, really at this point, one technical foul, I mean, I guess if you do a couple, I don't know.
The only thing I like about the new rules is the challenge thing. If you win a challenge, you get a chance to get another. Yeah, that's, I do like that. I just don't want, you know what I mean? I don't mind that so much, but the floppy things, whatever, because LeBron's never going to get a technical foul.
No, I mean, LeBron plays football, basketball.
He does.
He runs over everyone, and it's always a block.
And he did announce at the ESPYs because there was an alert. This is the other reason why I hate that we can't watch it live, because we're getting all the alerts for everything, but we can't watch it. It's on now, yeah, but this was like at 6 o'clock. LeBron, I guess, got an award and he announced that he's not retiring. He's officially coming back for his 21st season.
Oh, well, we knew that.
I mean, duh.
Oh, really? He's LeBron and the sky's blue, huh? That's crazy.
I mean, why would you leave when you're the face of a franchise and get whatever you want?
I mean, it's easy money at this point. Easy money.
Of course. Of course. I mean, and nobody...
No one says no to you.
Yeah. As much
Must be nice to be king.
He's good. No one thinks he's as good as he used to be. You know what I mean?
That's your Laker.
He's not. I mean, listen, I feel like a lot of that money that we have for LeBron could be split up in different players and allocated to get the good squad, a solid young squad that can go into championship levels. But, you know, he's a draw. He's a seat filler. So what are you going to do?
He's a seat filler.
And what you don't want, though, what I don't want is him to try to recruit Chris Paul, even though he's up in Golden State. I don't want any kind of action with that. He needs to stay right there.
No, absolutely. Golden State is terrible, but I root for Golden State, but man, I mean
the fact that they could have gone after Porzingis, they could have gone after, they actually had a deal with Dame. They could have got Dame.
No.
Wow.
And they passed on Dame for Chris Paul.
Who could they get Dame for? For who?
Huh?
Who could they got
Dame? Dame wasn't gonna sit on the bench.
No, Dame wouldn't have sat on the bench, but if it was like
Dame wasn't going to the Warriors, not sitting on the bench. And Steph and Clay ain't gonna sit on the bench.
But I mean, who would they got? They would have.
Well, he would have been. They would have had to rotate him and Clay. I'm sorry, Clay Thompson would have been in question.
And that wouldn't have happened. They would listen. That deal would never happen.
That would have been that one for me for Clay to go. Honestly,
I don't want Clay to go. I bet you they're trying to get Clay, and that's why they didn't get Dame.
Clay Thompson would have been good with Portland, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Up there, he's from that area.
Yeah, that would have been a thing, and for Dame to come over and play with Steph, oh my God. Yeah, I would have liked to see that action. I wouldn't have been mad at that.
I don't want Clay to go. I mean, I want them to keep. I like the old school squad, and Clay's still good enough that they needed to get rid of Poole, though. But for
Chris Paul, definitely, that was the move. But I'm surprised they didn't go after Kristaps Porzingis. You know, I would have said, let's get Kristaps. And
I agree.
And put him in there and go for Chris Paul on the other side. I don't know. Golden State fans aren't happy. We know that.
Yeah, that was a terrible move.
Did you see on Twitter when Chris Paul held his wrinkled jersey? Welcome to Golden State Warriors.
No.
The jersey. It was the most pitiful announcement day for him. His
PR was not on top of their job.
Kind of whatever.
It was really all wrinkled and looked bad.
It was wrinkled. Wasn't even pressed. It was like lackluster. Welcome Chris Paul to go.
I was in with tape and crayon in the back.
It was so bad. Oh my God. Twitter went nuts about it. It was crazy. It was so wrinkled. It was just awful.
Hey, I got to ask you guys this, and I'm sure you weren't going to bring it up, but it's like a topic internationally. The dang MSG spear.
Like, already talked. Yeah.
You guys talked about that already?
What about it?
Well, let's talk about it. Yeah.
How crazy, man. That thing is dope. Look at you, man. You're on top of
it
your
is. Game.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It is. And did you see?
I didn't. Out on them YouTube tickets. I'm not playing with them.
A lot of the guys from Summer League were doing videos in front of it when they were doing the ball. They had like a whole thing where some of the guys that flew in their like first stop in front of the sphere.
Really? I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, the sphere's dope, but I need them to come down on those YouTube tickets. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, see, I was.
Well, that's not going to happen. It's you too.
No, YouTube is for the people. They never gouge prices. That's their whole thing. And now they're in this sphere, and I waited in that queue, and my ticket originally started at one something, and then it shot up to like $300, $400 for no reason.
When are they playing?
They're doing a residency here, so I think it starts in like September or October, and it keeps going like all up until December, till the end of the year.
They're doing a residency. I hate to even brag and say this.
Uh-oh. Get us tickets then, Brian. Jeez.
I hate to say
you got tickets for you too?
So my coach, Wayne McCullough,
got the connect.
He's good friends with Bono. Like he showed like every year for his birthday, Bono like draws a picture and sends it to him. He showed a bunch of them to us, like happy birthday, Wayne. Because Wayne McCullough, he's Irish. And
we gotta do to talk to Wayne to get the tickets.
I'm half Irish. Does that happen? Does that help?
Yeah. Does that? Yeah.
I'm half Irish too. Because I mean,
I am too. And listen,
but I really am half Irish.
Listen, I'm not lying either. I am too. Brown is an Irish last name. That's my mom's maiden last name, and my aunt has red hair and freckles and is fair skin. So we definitely got some Irish in us. Listen, whatever you got to do to talk to Wayne, I need to be in that building to see you too. That's like my unicorn show, Brian.
Well, I'm trying to go backstage and meet him. Like, whenever he goes.
Yeah, hey, I don't even need to do that. That's fine. I would love that. But I just want to be in the building listening to all the YouTube jams.
Listen, we can pick you and the family up, you and the wife up, drive you. We'll get you a hotel for a staycation. All you got to do is just get Mo. And you can even take me, too, and just make sure we got tickets. And we set you up.
Yeah, YouTube's for the people. I have an Irish flag and everything. Whatever I need to be up in there.
We'll see. We'll see what we can. I got to try to talk to him about going there myself because I know he's going, obviously, and he'll be like backstage. He's told me about
Wentworth. You're gonna be plan A for me, and then I've got a plan B. One of the project managers for the Sphere. I'm gonna ask him for tickets, but I think he's been hit up already. So I'm gonna work my way to try to get tickets.
Yeah.
But that's one of those epic things that you can't, you know, you cannot not go to a YouTube concert.
You
can't.
Take a picture. Like that's what I need. If I
Wayne.
Is, I mean, what I took. Yeah,
he's shout out to Wayne. Let me get Wayne his props. Shout out to Wayne.
You guys should have met him. Met my coach. Did you get a chance? He is the nicest guy. Like I owe him so much, teaching me how to box and everything else. Me and Jesse. He's the most humble dude. And for him to be as big as he is, like I said, Bono's like, is it Bono or Bono?
Bono, but that's okay.
So Bono is like him being like a like big. He's a fan of my coach. Like he's a
wow.
Right? Like, you know who Pierce Brosnan is?
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, he's Irish too. He's a huge fan of my coach. Like, he's a huge fan of him. You know who else is a fan of his? Dang, LL Cool J.
Really?
He told me a story about how LL's manager or somebody contacted him and was like, LL's doing like some autograph signings with his wife at some mall somewhere around here, and he would love to meet you. So Wayne goes over there. And he says a long line, and then Wayne kind of walked up to the front and kind of did like singing. And LL was like, "Oh wow!" And came around to come meet him and take pictures and everything with him. He's like, he's a huge fan. I'm like,
man,
wow, that's great. He's I wonder like, if it was the day he was at Nordstrom releasing his fragrance. We had an in-store appearance.
It might have been then.
That was a few years back. Yeah, he's a very nice guy. LL was like one of the coolest people. I never really realized how not only is he fine, but he's super super nice.
Like people say that about me all the time. Like it's just so
yeah, exactly.
So Chris wins in the comments. He said, "Wait, Jesse, tell you how to box? He's too pretty to get in the ring."
He wins in here. There he is. If I make a comment on Facebook, the volume will come back up.
Like, yeah, you can just answer it here. You don't got to comment.
Yeah, shout out to Chris Wynn, man. I like Chris Wynn, man.
Love Chris. Buddy.
Chris is good people, man. Chris is
really
good.
Chris be on that show with what's his name? And they be going off on all those folks on that radio show.
Or...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris be getting hyped and I love it. It's so entertaining.
Chris is good folks, man.
He's good people.
As a matter of fact, right after the game, him and Brian and Jesse, but Jesse did not teach me how to box. Jesse did introduce me to Wayne though, because he went two or three times first. And then Wayne invited me, and Jesse's like, he invited, you know, he asked me if I wanted to come. I was like, hell yeah. So that's where I started going, and I've been going ever since then. So
nice.
Yeah. So Jesse,
well, if you can get like a good 6 or 4 tickets or something reasonable, let me know.
You see how she circled back around so effortlessly? Like, just like, so yeah. If
and
you
I'm
know,
not saying 4 tickets. For me plus 3. I'm just saying, like, us and then whoever you got. You know, just make it a nice number where I fit in the 4.
Man, that was really smooth. Like Mo is very skilled.
She's a salesperson. I mean, that's what do you think they do? That's what they just think they make you buy it. They make you want it. You know?
Well, we draw you in and then we just keep going back to what we were talking about.
Close the deal.
I'm just shocked that this guy knows Bono. Like, the YouTube thing is really sticking to me.
Like,
crazy.
It's got me hyped. It's really crazy. He showed me like 5 of them. Like, Bono's like, happy birthday, Wayne. Like, hand one. And like, yeah, happy birthday, Wayne, buddy. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, good, that's crazy. He showed me pictures of him and Bono. Him and Bronson.
That's a flex. Now that's a flex.
That is a flex. You told me the best news today after hearing Kylie Minogue might do her residency here in Vegas at Venetian. Like between those two, like you got me all hyped.
You want to hear? This is crazy too. And this is way on a much, much, much smaller scale. But we were talking, Jesse and I were at the Raiders practice talking about how we've been training boxing and all this. And you guys ever met Will Kiss? You know who Will Kiss is?
I know who he is through email. He dissed us. He kind of dissed us for getting media, but we try to work on him.
Well, I know that there's obviously the Raiders are different than the Golden Knights. They got like a bazillion requests.
Absolutely.
I need to talk to him about you guys then, because you guys should try to, you guys should.
Listen, I've even hit up Sandra about it. I'm like, Sandra, if you could talk to Will for us, that would be great.
that she's better than me then. So she's better than me.
But you're there a lot too. But you're there so, more. You know, we don't need anything major, just like a game here or there.
Yeah.
But we were talking to Will around Will. He's the head of all that stuff. About, yeah, we've been training with Wayne McCullough, the pocket. He's like, Wayne McCullough, the pocket rocket? Like, he's a huge fan of, like, he was.
Dang.
I'm telling you, our coaches, like, he's internationally.
He's internationally known.
It really is an honor to have that for you. That is really, really speaks volumes. And that's why you won. That's a contribution to your wins, because that's pretty impressive that you had not only Stitch in your corner. I actually got to talk to Stitch later on because me and my boyfriend stayed to watch the rest of the boxing. And I met him like outside the restroom there. We got to talking and he was saying how he's from the Bay and just what he does. And it was just he's a very cool, humble guy and very personable. So
nice.
That's
dude.
Dope.
Yes. Super dope. Super dope.
Yeah.
His daughter grew up in Vallejo. That's his so his daughter.
40 territory.
How about this? So me circling back. So I about Will Kiss and then knowing Wayne McCullough, right? So we told him, like, oh yeah, Wayne's like our coach. He's, oh my God. I was like, hey man, I can introduce you to Wayne. Oh my God, you can introduce me to. So I was like, listen, if you get him a ticket to one of the games, I'll bring him down. So he got him a ticket. He got him a pass to walk on the field before the game.
Wow. And
I took Wayne to a game. And so Wayne, he took a picture and he signed it to him. And we met Will down on the field down below right before we went out on the field in the, you know, in one of the hallways or whatever down there. And he was literally shaking when he met. So, how you doing, Mr. McCullough? He was shaking when he met him.
Dang.
Talk about a fan moment.
Wow.
To have Will Kiss shaking.
He was shaking. Like, hi, Mr. McCullough. And Wayne gave him the picture. They took some pictures. I took a couple pictures to him and sent them to him. And then it turns out that he lives like blocks away from him. And Will Kiss's kid has been going to Wayne's house. One of the last training sessions I went over there, his kid was over there. Wayne's kind of been training him.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so wild. Cool.
Yeah.
That is super cool. Man, what an honor to have that, like, in your wheelhouse with someone helping you out like that, training you and getting you.
Dude's got a super medal.
He knows these prominent people. This is impressive.
I mean, he sparred with Floyd Mayweather and all kinds. I mean, yeah, wow. People know that dude. People, like, really, really... He brought out he held the Olympic torch in Belfast.
Wow.
He brought it out in the garage one day. Like, yeah, this is the Olympic torch, got the seal on it. He still has it.
Dang.
The thing is, he's so nonchalant about his life. It's not like he's stuck up. It sounds like he's very humble and he's just like a regular guy.
Yeah, I'm sad I didn't.
Well, you're lucky. You lucked out with your coach.
You did.
Then, sure.
Like, I was like, damn.
You owe Jesse for that. You owe Jesse for that, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. Because, yeah, Jesse hooked it up. So,
Brian, let me ask you real quick. What are you thinking about Francis and Fury fighting?
I just heard that earlier today.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've been off, so I haven't really been paying attention. Man, Mel, you got good with this.
Stay ready. Stay ready.
Man, okay, sugar free. All right, like the reference. Well,
like a Halloween, bout, pretty much.
Yeah, they're gonna get
Saudi
paid.
Arabia too.
They're gonna get paid. It's cool. Good for Francis. He's always been cool to me, right? I remember I had him on a few times during the pandemic. He gave me his number, and I would just text him. He's like, I asked him to come on, and he'd come on Sports Night with me. I was like, man, I mean, he was cool like that. So
it must be nice that you were able to get him.
I thought I saw a flex back there behind
it
you.
It was.
I can't text him anymore. If I text him now, he might not even have the same number.
I had to go through a third party just to get in touch with him or run into him somewhere to talk to him.
Well, yeah, I don't have that anymore. Although he's just a nice dude, man. I'm happy.
He is a very nice guy. I ran into him at the Wynn sitting in the lounge, and I was like, Francis. And he was like, hey, Mo, the way he talks.
And he said it like that. See, He doesn't remember
my name. Well, he used to shop with me at Nordstrom, and my coworkers were like, he'd come in and be like, where is Mo? But I could never get him to cut on the show. And shout out to his manager slash agent at the time, Markel yes. Martin, who's now working with him again. That's how I met him. And so I'd always have to go through Markel to say, hey, tell Francis this, that, and the other. But the night that I just happened to be walking through when he was there and I had stopped working at Nordstrom at the time, he's like, you know what? He was like, I come in the store and I don't see you. I was wondering. He's like, I don't go in there anymore since you're not there. And I'm like, well, thank you, Francis.
Aww.
But he's such a cool guy. His hands are huge. He's a big guy. And it's kind of like, yeah, like it's just incredible to see all that mass of one nice, gentle giant. And his friends were cool. So it's just, yeah, he's a dope guy.
Well, him versus Fury. I mean,
yeah, which is the best? Like, that's going to be a great fight.
I don't know about it.
You don't think it's going to be great?
I think it's going to be a great event. I think that's, but he's no, I mean.
I don't know if he's ready for that action.
No, he's not
but
ready.
I just feel like that's a great, it's almost movie style, I think, with Tyson Fury.
Absolutely. The lead up will be great. Tyson Fury will be great because he's going to sell it. He's not going to say what the truth is. That he'll be like Floyd when Floyd fought against Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Like Floyd talked about how this fight, man, Conor's a good stand-up guy and he has a chance when anyone who knows boxing knows he had absolutely zero chance in that fight, like no chance at all. So Ngannou has no chance at all in winning against, except a puncher's chance. He doesn't have a puncher's chance. But,
well, I think what happens is I think with Francis is what this is a bigger payday and one of the biggest paydays he'll ever see.
Of course. Yeah. And it's over in Saudi Arabia. Like they have $1 million, I heard
they're going to be living like kings for real like a
those
good
are the
couple
fights
weeks.
That Floyd runs to and plays for a good 30-40 million that you don't see. That's closed circuit. So you can only imagine the payday that they're both getting on this end. And you know Tyson's is a bigger paycheck definitely than Francis's, but Francis is actually going to see those seven figures, like for real this time.
Oh man. He'll probably, yes. Seven figures is, we'll see, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. One part of his new deal was that he'd also be able to get his own sponsors and get paid from his own sponsors outside of the fight sponsors too. So they all getting major buku money at this point in the fight.
Easy 8 figures, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have, 8 figures. I can see that. And then you have Jamaica and Mexico playing at Allegiant tonight, huh?
That's tonight?
Yeah.
That's tonight?
Dang. Yeah. So much sports in town. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot going on in town.
It's funny because I was going to the Aces game. Stuff. I saw the sign that said plan ahead stadium event Wednesday. And I was like, what's here at a stadium on Wednesday?
Yeah,
like, what concert is this?
Yeah.
Jamaica and it went, wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that was. Wow. I didn't know they were even playing a game, let alone those two people. But I had no idea they were even playing a game. So
yeah, I follow Allegiant and I saw it and they had the tickets and I'm like, oh, that's tonight. Then I saw friends I posted that are there and I'm like, oh, that is tonight.
I wonder what does the stadium look like? I wonder if it's.
Well, I went there for a soccer game before and it doesn't look much different. I mean,
like as far as like how much it sold.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because those tickets were inexpensive when I looked on Ticketmaster. The 400 sections, they were $35. So.
I wonder if it's
But Mexico shows up, so I can only imagine what that looks like.
Oh, Mexico and Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mexico shows out.
They show out, so they're there. They're in the building for sure. And the Aces won 97-78.
By dang near 20.
Man.
Which says a lot, because you know.
I didn't break 100 last night.
Hang on, I'm wondering how long it was until.
She pulled the starters.
Until she pulled the starters, because look at Kristen Bell had 15 minutes tonight.
Good.
No, she.
Sydney Colson had 3. Kayla had 7. But Alicia Clark had AC had 22. And Kristen Bell had 15 minutes tonight. Like that's
good.
Most of the starters, everybody was paying 34, 30 minutes. So, you know, Becky Hammon ain't got no breaks. She takes it all the way to like the end of the fourth before she's pulling everybody.
For real.
I pull my starters early. Like at this point, like, I don't know.
And I think that's what's like kind of making it like, people are kind of like, dang, this is just getting too easy. Like you just got at some point, like, I know you want to win it. We don't want to make sure the girls are ready, but it's like, dang, like,
but you want to
get 10 minutes in there.
When we get down the stretch, you want to have your bench players be active enough to rotate through if something goes down the stretch when we get into the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. So I just feel like she's playing the starters a little too long. And I feel like towards the end of the third, going into the fourth, it needs to be all bench when they have big leads like this.
Yeah, that 20-30 point thing is.
Yeah,
I mean, hey, I just hope they're starting to plan a parade. I hope the parade's going to be bigger and better. That's all.
I mean, they won't have to worry about, they're showing the post right now. They won't have to worry about having to go to Australia. Remember? They all had
for the Team USA.
Yeah, so they shouldn't, maybe they do have to worry about that, but they shouldn't. So when they win it, hopefully they have like a few days, more days in order to plan the thing.
They're not planning.
Right.
Time. Yeah. That'd be good.
Let's see. So the Golden Knights play at T-Mobile and they did theirs there. You think the Aces would try to do it either there or
at daylight?
I know. It's still an MGM property. So.
Right.
Going to T-Mobile, they can just do it at T-Mobile again, just like the Golden Knights did.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Because there's a good
just shut the strip down for a few hours. Like, just leave it at that. I like the stage in the middle of the strip. Like, that was pretty dope. We were right from the Bellagio fountains. You were watching the fountains, listening to them. It was pretty cool. I think it should be a little longer.
The parade. Oh. Yeah, because to me,
they literally turned a corner and parked the vans, basically.
I don't know. I felt like it was long enough.
They turned a corner.
I felt like it was long enough.
I felt like it was long enough because what you don't want is you don't want it looking like Chicago Sky. And for the first year out on a weekday.
Well, yeah. Well, they was out there touring the whole city for their parade, though, which was ridiculous. They had like five people at every block.
I don't think anybody was out there during a work day that day anyway. Like they're in the middle of the afternoon and people are in their office buildings in downtown.
Right. They're like waving from the windows.
That's
right. People are in their cubicles looking out like, what's going on? Oh, okay. And turning back and going back to work. But this one, I thought it was good. It could be, I mean, I think for this season, hopefully it'll be a better turnout because we've got a good fandom going and we're selling out seats and whatnot. So they probably could go along, but I felt like Golden Knights was long enough. It thinned out in certain parts of the strip too. They didn't need to do.
I thought theirs was good, but theirs was more than like there was more than a block or like a part. They had one driveway.
You are clowning.
I don't know why she's clowning because I walked that parade and I felt like
it was. I did too, and it was. I mean, listen, it was like literally one turn, and then it was like we're gonna go 5 miles an hour just so everybody sees it.
Yeah,
and then boom, we're there.
Maybe that's because they was going so slow. Like they passed, the end of Caesars, got to the past Bellagio. It was good.
Hey, it is what it is.
Listen, it was a party after all. They still got they not tripping.
And I thought. You know what was much, we shouldn't have to compare or whatever, but you know what was better is they're on the stage, comments and interviews were better than the Golden Knights for sure. Because they let more people talk.
They were good.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris asked, who's winning a championship first, the Raiders or your hometown soon to be Las Vegas A's?
Oh, no, you're not even being funny. Who's he talking to? Chris said, are the Raiders,
the A's going to win a championship first?
The Raiders, for sure. The Raiders, for sure. I mean, come on. The A's are terrible, but.
I don't know who the A's are going to draft as far as getting pro players. I don't know who they're going to.
That's a hard sell. Because the A's, the whole, out of all the American League teams, like you think they're going to get it to the championship?
Hold on. The A's were in the playoffs like 2 years ago. As bad as they are right now, people forget that the A's were in the playoffs like 2-3 years ago.
They were.
Like the first round.
But my thing is, I mean, to even make that kind of question, Chris, I thought you were cool, like, for real.
Mo is lightweight disrespected right now.
Yeah, because he can't even do it. I mean, you wanted two Oakland teams to see who's going to win first. I can't even call it with the Raiders. Raiders are still in a little bit of dysfunction. Josh Jacobs still hasn't signed his contract yet, has he?
Ooh.
He has not signed his contract yet.
I thought he did a 1 year or something, no?
Oh, my God. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know.
Man. Yeah, no.
I don't know. He changed his jersey number. Holding back out. To eight, but he hasn't even signed his contract yet, I don't think.
I thought they were franchise tagging them.
Oh yeah, that's right. Were they? They did. I thought they were. I don't know.
I could be wrong. Unfortunately, I've checked out of the whole NFL and Raiders and contracts. Except for when they got Darren Waller. Like really, you gonna trade Darren Waller? I'm unhappy with that.
I mean, not for nothing. He could have gone. He was a little jerky. You mean to tell me you were on injury that whole freaking time, but you can go to Aces games? Really, Darren? The times that we needed you in games, you sitting in court? Like, really? Like, that had me tight.
He was courting. Literally, he was courting his girl on the court.
Yeah, you can get on the field, too. Like, really? Like, come on.
He could have been hurt.
He was out on injury, and he was sitting up cheering and standing up at Aces game, but you can't get out on that field and play when we need you?
The hate is real.
I know we've gone over an hour now.
I'm a fan of Darren Waller. I was just typed that he did that to us. Like, there were times like, bro, really? Every time we thought he was going to suit up, the man was like, no, he's still out. He's got the – come on.
I was sad, too. They traded Carr. I don't know what they're doing over there.
Well, Carr went to my second team. He's in Saints land now. But, you know.
He might do okay. I like the Saints.
He may do okay.
I will say, let me just say this really quickly, because I know Mel's get us out of here, which is
no. I just don't know what you got. I'm sure you've got another.
I do got some stuff to do, honestly.
Okay.
Before though, is that Carr going to the Saints? I wanted Carr to stay here. I thought he was a good enough quarterback. I think he's better than Garoppolo, and we'll see what happens. But Carr went down to New Orleans and went to a Pelicans game the first week he was there, and from working down there, they would always have Sean Payton and players at the games and whatnot. Carr went to a game the first week he was there. Carr never went to an Aces game.
I know.
Ever.
And I even said something to him in the locker room. I was like, yo, man, you got to go. When you going to go to a game? I literally said that to him in the locker room at the practice facility. He's like, oh, man, you know, the kids and blah, blah, blah.
Bring the kids. What's the excuse?
And, like, that disappointed me. Because he was like, Carr was like, yeah, we've had like Darren and Kelsey over at the house before, man. I love it. And I just haven't. I thought that was bad.
You can go to Sunday service, but you can't come to the doggone Aces.
I agree, that had me tight, especially since I've seen Josh McDaniels at two games. He's been in two games already.
I know.
So as much as I like Derek Carr, because I love Derek Carr, I like to see him in the locker room, talk to him. He was a cool dude. I thought he was better for the Raiders and Garoppolo, all that stuff. I think that's very foul, the fact that he never went and supported the Aces. I'll say that. And he ended up going.
And that's why we don't like him anymore.
For real. Like, he went to a Pelicans game the first week he was there.
I saw him there.
You know the picture?
I saw that where they said, I saw it on his post where he said he was at the
Matter of fact, I said that exact same thing on my Twitter, and I still got a lot of the Pelicans follow me on Twitter. I said that to a few people on
Flex.
He's had me tight. I didn't think that was cool.
Derek Carr could go as far as I was concerned. I was ready for him to go. I was ready for him to go three seasons ago. So, I mean,
well,
I like him as a person. I just was ready.
Who do you think is better?
Huh?
My thing has always been, who's going to be better?
Jimmy Garoppolo got a ring.
He's got, yeah, I covered that team.
Derek Carr ain't got no ring.
He got two rings, actually.
Yeah, so, sorry. There were times we could have had one. The man just doesn't throw up, so no.
The best thing that Garoppolo is bringing to the team are his looks.
ladies will be in full attendance.
Man,
he's gorgeous. The thing of it is I'm just tight that he has to have this surgery and all this other stuff. I don't know what our season's going to look like. So
he's always hurt. My coworker will beat me down. When are you going to bring Garoppolo to the studio?
Please let me know when you do.
Okay.
Tickets. Because I need to see Jimmy Gorgeous in person. I need to see the cleft in his chin. I need to see all. I just need to see the.
He
bomb.
Needs to be at an Aces game. That's where you got to start it off.
Yeah,
with.
He needs to show up. He needs to show up at the Aces game for sure.
I would agree.
I honestly think he will. Brady once you start seeing Tom Brady's face at those Aces games, I think Jimmy's gonna follow suit.
I would agree.
I think you're gonna see more NFL people once Brady starts stepping into that situation.
No, I would agree.
So it's coming.
Yeah, we could do this for hours because I know we can sit and talk forever. I know you've got more shows to do tonight and stuff to do. I know it's already been an hour and 20 minutes and we didn't even talk about like half the things that I had on the list to talk about. But that's cool because we got you, B, and that's all that matters.
We haven't had you in a long time, B. I know. It's been a minute.
I know. I thought you guys didn't like me anymore, but you showed up. So I was like, okay, they still.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
Stop.
And how can I, the man that sends me memes every day, I feel like. I'm in my DMs on Instagram. I'm like, be sad to send me another video.
Right. Here comes another one.
I forget the guy that's sending me like stuff?
Listen, I had to remind him. I said, hey, did you see the message? Because he had sent me two in between my message to say, hey, you coming on the show? And he was like, no, I didn't. I'm like,
I didn't even see it.
He's like one of those people that will send you things and then not ever look at what you're saying.
Stop. I went back. Stop.
Load it.
Please. I talked to both of you guys on Instagram, like for whatever it may be. So. But and tell me that some of them memes are funny.
They be funny.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
They are funny.
Whenever I see them, I was like, okay, you'll appreciate this one. So I'm like, I gotta shoot it to you. But the one I just sent that up,
I think you sent me one today that was crazy too. I'm trying to think what it was.
Yes, the one. I think that's the same one to Mel.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's crazy. Like, I don't know. I get so many of those DMs coming in and I got groups and I'm like going down the list and I'm like, B Salad checked in. Let's see what he sent.
Because I get them sent to me. And then I get caught on Instagram too much watching these.
It's a gift that keeps on giving. We can't help it. It makes our day. They're funny.
Man.
We need a little laugh every once in a while.
My coworkers gonna be mad. I do gotta get down there.
Listen, we appreciate you. Brian, you can check him out on News 3 Sport, News 3 Las Vegas, also at official Brian Salmond on Twitter and Instagram. Vegas Brian, we can't wait for your next fight. We'll see you. We'll catch you at the Aces game soon or wherever else you may see you. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Thanks, B.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you guys for having me on Girl Chat Sports. It is the bomb. Didn't even talk about it. I put you on TV a little while at the Golden Knights game. Thank you.
Got you. Bye.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. Tell Wayne I said hi too. I was about to say, tell Wayne I said hi.
Yeah, tell Wayne his Irish family is here.
Right.
If we have to get in the boxing ring for like, you know, one day just to hang out and like get to know him so he, you know, likes us and wants to invite, well, Mo especially because this is her unicorn.
It is. I've never seen you two. That has been on my list. And I had a chance to see him twice out here in Vegas that I slept on it. Like even when they opened the second show at Sam Boyd, I should have taken my butt out there and seen them. And I just kind of didn't do the right thing.
I get it. I get
it. Shout out to Andre Wayne because I'm like, you know, of course he's already seen him. He's like, well, you know, I've already seen him. I was like, exactly. Right. I should have gone that time. That was a mistake. Big mistake. But I'm going to see them. I don't care.
I get it.
See them one way or the other.
Well, I'm going to bypass a lot of the other stuff that's happening on. Since you were talking about football, you know, Netflix has the new documentary Quarterback that just got released. I don't know how they picked him. I mean, I guess Patrick Mahomes, you got Marcus Mariota, Kirk Cousins. They got followed throughout the whole 2022 season. So you see the life behind the quarterback.
I guess who's interested in Kirk Cousins though?
Marcus Mariota?
It's just not a good lineup for me. I'm not drawn to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm whatever. And then I just wanted to give a few girl power moments because there's a lot and they seem to have like this similar, you know, thing happening around here. Mm-hmm. But congratulations, Naomi Osaka. She gave birth to a baby girl named Shai. So her and a boyfriend, Corday.
Corday's announced dope. If you ever get to catch him live, he is one of the dopest artists ever.
All right. Also, you've got, there it is. Where is it? Yes. Alina Slivania. I can never say Slovenia. 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 Anyway, she beat the number one women's tennis player to advance the quarterfinals. She was also gave birth just 8 years, 8 months ago. Nice. 8 months ago, she gave birth, and now she's in the quarterfinals for Wimbledon, which is ridiculous. Okay, women are awesome. And guess who showed up to the ESPYs red carpet pregnant? Mina Kimes. Got a baby on board. Yes, congratulations to her. And then also check out these two ladies. The LSU girls came out stunting on the ESPYs red carpet today. So you got Flo-J and Angel Reese. And also one last one, just a shout out to Megan Rapinoe because she really
is retiring
and this is going to be her last season. Yeah. So her and Sue are going to have a happily retired life fighting for diversity and inclusion and everything else in between.
Smart women to retire when they're at the top.
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
How you got to do it.
Some people don't catch that memo just yet, but
you know.
Venus Williams. Or Serena Williams.
Yes. All right. That's the show for today, y'all. Thank you again to Brian Salmon. We appreciate him. Yes, congrats bro. Again. If you're just catching the show, make sure you watch the replay, go to YouTube, watch the full show. But again, that was Brian and his cute little championship belt that he won in his fight this weekend. Mad. Congratulations. Mad. I'm surprised he didn't have it on the news with him today. Like it ain't nothing. Anyways, that's show for today. We'll see y'all next week. Hopefully we'll catch you at All-Star Weekend this weekend here in Las Vegas. If you see us, say hi, and we'll catch y'all later.
Peace. Yes, we're out.